This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The Colorado Rockies went into their first World Series game last night, one of the hottest teams in baseball history. They'd won 21 of their last 22 games. And then in Boston, the first Red Sox batter hit a home run, and the Rockies began sliding downhill. The game got completely out of hand when the Red Sox came up with a two-out rally in the fifth inning. Here are some highlights, maybe lowlights, from Joe Buck's call on last night's telecast.
Fastball is high, and that forces home another run. Six walks. That's ball four. And three straight walks by Ryan Spires since entering here in the fifth.
Well, it wasn't just three straight walks. It was three straight walks with the bases loaded. Rockies reliever Ryan Spires had a bad night, walked in three runs. We're joined by George Frazier. He pitched in two World Series back in the 80s. He now calls games for the Rockies. George Frazier, welcome to Day to Day.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, never mind the World Series. If you're out there, you're a reliever in the bullpen, and you get the call, what does it feel like to walk out to the mound with the bases loaded?
Well, you always say, is there anybody else? No. You know what? When you walk out of that bullpen, you look back, particularly in a World Series situation, and I was fortunate enough to do it four different times, that when you do walk out there, it's kind of like you just take in everything. And it's amazing that my mind went through things like, you know, oh, this is everything you've played for, from the backyard wiffle ball games all the way to the front. Don't come out here. You got to come out, stay calm, cool. And, you know, the one thing that Gaylord Perry taught me, that when I came out of that bullpen, to have one pitch, regardless whether it was a slider, changeup, sinker, whatever it was, that I could throw for a strike. I noticed last night when Spire warmed up, he threw three sliders, which is his out pitch. During the warm-ups, he couldn't get them over the plate. He was having a difficult time with his fastball. So it just told me when he came out there, was it the moment? Was it the World Series? Was it, you know, here I am in game one of the World Series with the bases loaded coming into pitch? Because he's been outstanding with men on base. And that's why it was so unusual to see the guy walk three.
Three batters in a row, bases loaded, three runs coming in the World Series. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're sitting there after the first one, everything starts to get a little tighter. A pitch that you normally might get called a strike doesn't get called a strike, and all the negatives start to come into your mind. But also, you're being paid to come out and throw strikes, and you just didn't get the job done.
What do you do after a game like that? I don't know. Maybe you've never had a game that bad.
Every pitcher has, to where they've gone out there and just not had their stuff and pitched horrible. You know what? Take a longer shower. It's only one game. I mean, you got to forget about it and go on. It's a World Series. There's 28 other teams sitting at home watching you. And I think that's the attitude you got to take, that you got to get back out. And one thing Clint's done is he's shown so much confidence in this young ball club that when you do happen to go out.
The manager, you mean?
Yeah, Clint Hurdle, the manager, has shown so much confidence in all these guys that if you happen to go out and not do your job, the opportunity the next night, the phone's going to ring, it could be you again. And that's one thing that I think a bullpen's only as good as its manager, showing the confidence in you and the role that you've been specified to do, that you come out and do it.
Yeah,
the manager can make or break that.
I mean, it's okay to say take a longer shower or something, but someday he's going to get called out of that bullpen again. And how's he going to walk out there and not bring that moment with him?
Well, you just hope you learn from it, you know, from the time before, and go out and be more aggressive. I mean, one thing that, you know, when I pitched, I was fortunate. I was with a guy named Goose Gossage. It was pretty good. And Goose said it's a prize fight, man. You knock him on his butt first thing. It's you against him, and take that attitude. And if you do, you know, more times than not, it will show a hitter that you're aggressive. Let's go. Get in the box. We're getting this thing over with. And I think that's an attitude where you can't look scared. You got to go back out there your next time and feel confident when you're doing it.
Former Major League relief pitcher, now Rockies broadcaster, George Frazier. George, thank you, and good luck to the team as the series goes along.
Guys, thanks for calling me. I hope you all have a great day.